I am here at the 2013 Cattle Industry Convention and NCBA Trade Show and getting to chat with the Beef Ambassadors once again. Guys, tell us a little bit about what you guys have been doing this week.
We've been able to go around and talk with the American National Cattlewomen, experience some of their meetings and their programs, the foundation dinner that helps fund the Beef Ambassador program. So we're able then to experience that, go into the Cattlemen's College. We learned about some of the new consumer perceptions and how we are able to apply the knowledge we're learning here at the Cattle Convention and Trade Show to future consumer events where we travel to, say, the Boston Marathon, and we're able to plant the seed in their perspective and hopefully allow them to see things in a brighter light.
This has been a really inspiring event for all of us to be here with the producers that we're here to represent and just have a chance to talk with them and feel their passion for what they're doing. And now, as we go on, as Chandler said, to our next events, we'll be able to listen to what these producers have said and be enthused by their enthusiasm and use that as kind of our motivation to go out there and really tell our stories.
The neatest part for me has been the Cattlemen's Colleges. I think it's really awesome how this is a national event, and so you get to hear the concerns from producers all over the area. I was in a specific one talking about how to manage forages and rangeland and water during drought, and obviously the guys from Florida had different concerns than the guys from Montana. And so it was just really neat to hear how raising cattle differs around the country, and so that way we can learn about it and better represent these producers at another event.
You know, it's always nice whenever we come to these events to see the other people that do essentially kind of the same job that we do, except in different areas and different regions. And so it's really been nice networking with our fellow ambassadors, with the Angus ambassador, Lauren Adcock, and the another state ambassador, Justin Bartholomew. And so it's so nice for us to reconnect with them, learn about what they're doing, encourage them by our experiences, get the encouragement from what they're doing back home, and then apply that elsewhere. I think it's really important to us as a team, as a whole, to really connect with those producers, just echoing what my teammates have said earlier, and to put a face with a name, because this is what their checkoff dollars are going towards, and we really want to make sure that they know that money is being put to good use, and so we're really here to serve them and give back to them a portion of what they've given to us.
Well, I know that you guys have been busy since the last time I got to talk with you. What are some upcoming events in the near future that you guys are going to be attending and promoting beef at?
Well, we're really excited. The next event that we have coming up is the Boston Marathon. And as someone that enjoys running, I don't know if I can make it that many miles, but I'm excited to connect with those runners, talk about beef, and share a passion with them, not only a passion for exercising and running and athletics, but also a passion for what fuels that exercise.
Well, thank you guys for taking a few minutes. I know you guys have a busy schedule. Once again, sitting in front of me are the Beef Ambassadors, sponsored by the National Cattle Women's Organization. So thank you guys and enjoy the week. I'm Jamie Johansson.